practicing and trying to become better and better every morning will be happy. The other fellow wakes up with the fear. Why? Because maybe I did something wrong, maybe something doesn't come out, maybe this. Fear! That's with the bad person. Don't think about further. First, think about this, that early in the morning, there is the different feeling for these two people. Yes?
At every moment, the probations will be arriving. The thoughts concealed in the heart will be appearing in the body. As when the water and oil in a lamp are exposed to view, or like a piece of earth from which grow up the deposited within.
Means what? Look at it again. That every single moment there are exams. You will be examined every single moment, and the secret of your heart will be visible in your physical existence. What is that? The kind people, somehow everybody sees their kindness. And not the nasty people. Why? Because we all begin nasty. To become that good one, you have to learn the honesty, try for it, practice it, and become an honest fellow. It works like that. Step by step by step. So, everything is boiling and cooking and this and that. Like what? Like the nature. This earth, you put some seeds in it, then the green will come out. What? This is what it is. If it was not for this, why should we judge you? The hell with you. Yeah. No. Every single one of you are being judged. Why? Because we are all together that earthly existing stuff who is bringing the knowledge and the greenery. Do you remember what was the last point of the paradise? There is a tree, a symmetrical one. Because what is greenery? Changing the non-living stuff to a living stuff. This is what the green means, right? Growing up, I would say. We are just like Earth, and we are growing up. Look at us. The next generation is different, and so on, and so on, and so on. This is why we are here. Yes.
From onion, leek, and poppy, the hand of spring reveals the secret of the winter. One fresh and green saying, "We are the devout," and the other drooping their heads like the violet. Their eyes starting out from the danger and streaming like 10 fountains from fear of the appointed end. Their eyes remaining in expectation lest the scroll come from the left side. Their eyes rolling to the right and left, because the fortune of the scroll from the right is not easy.
Okay. Look at it carefully. He starts with what? First of all, there are two groups of people. The first group, they are the good fellows, and they say it, that this is it, we succeeded. They are like the flowers that stand up like that to the sun. The others are like the flowers which is lean back on itself. That selfish stuff. Do you remember that flower? Then let's talk about the best stuff. What is the most important natural stuff that the human being is looking for? It's the water. Right? He says, okay, there is this fountain. No, there are these fountains who change to so many fountains because they knew that if it is one, it will die and there is no water. So they transfer this. This is the culture of water knowledge in we. Then what? Then everybody is worried about not to take the letter from left hand because this is no good. I have to turn right. Why? Because right, is correct, because of using, we are using the word poetically in an example. So this is not left and right politically. But here you say everybody is worried about that. Look at us, we have a consciousness. I'm worried about being judged. I'm worried about if I'm really good or not. Yes?
There comes into the hand of a servant a scroll headed with black and crammed full of crime and wickedness, containing not a single good deed or act of saving grace, nothing but wounds inflicted on the hearts of the saintly, filled from top to bottom with foulness and sin, with mockery and jeering at the followers of the way. His rascal behavior...
Oh, wait a minute. I was seeing someone receiving a letter which is black and it is full of this and that and that. Suddenly, something in that letter is ridiculing the guy who was trying to walk in the path. This comes in a letter in the hand of that fellow. Not what you do when you are impolite over there and you are trying to make everybody laugh at this trying of improvement and enlightenment, that will come to you even. Yes?
His rascal behavior, thieving and feral-like expressions of self-glorification. When that odious man reads his scroll, he knows that he is on the road to prison.
No. Let's go back. The Scalities and Tiveries will come back to him. And what? That me, that capital I of the Pharaoh. Do you remember what means Pharaoh? Tafaraon. Takabur. Thinking that I'm the guy. So this will come to it. Yes?
Then he sets out, like robbers going to the gallows, his crime manifest, and the way of excusing himself barred. The thousands of bad pleas and speeches have become like an evil nail on his mouth. The stolen property has been discovered on his person and in his house. His story has vanished. He sets out, therefore, to the prison of hell, for thorns have no means of escape from the fire. The angels that were hidden as custodians before and behind have become visible like policemen.
Aha! These are the custodians that we said they are following you. They are always with you. He says in that moment they become visible. They are invisible, they follow you, they know about you. Means whatever you do is not only about you. The outcome of whatever you do goes in we. Look at that, the feedback of whatever you do will make you crazy that you do, yes, one single stop, but it goes this and that and that. Just now, everybody should pay attention. Everything comes back. And, yes?
They take him along, prodding him with the goad and saying, "Begone, O dog, to your own kennels." He drags his feet on every road, that perchance he may escape from the pit. He stands expectantly, keeping silence, and turning his face backward in a hope, pouring tears like autumn rain a mere hope. What has he except that? At every moment he is looking back and turning his face to the holy court. Then, from God in the realm of light, comes the command.
Okay. Now, you explain what's happening. The guy has done everything bad. Now he... What would you do every morning when you wake up and you think about yourself? You correct this, you try to minimize bad stuff, to bring some excuses for this and that. Everything he explained that, he will do all of this, and at the end, when there is no use, he will cry as a last trick. But it doesn't happen that way. In that moment that you're trying to cheat, then the sound of hell will come down. Because this is what the judging is all about. The judge will talk to you now. Yes.
Then, from God in the realm of light, comes the command. Say to him, O never-do-well destitute, what are you expecting, O mine of mischief? Why are you looking back, O giddy-headed man? Your scroll is that which came into your hand, O offender against God and worshipper of the devil. Since you have seen the scroll of your deeds, why do you look back? Behold the reward of your works. Why are you tarrying in vain? Where is the hope of light in such a pit as this? Neither outwardly have you any act of piety, nor inwardly and in your heart an intention. No nightly prayers and vigils, no abstinence and fasting in the daytime, no holding your tongue to avoid hurting anyone.
No. Wait. Problem of translation here again. He squeezed in translation the words. Something was there. Was no night, horizon and vigils. No, here is praying and qiyam, standing up, being responsible. Right. That's what is leaking. You didn't feel responsible. It says, hey, you're doing this and that, look at you. First of all, you didn't even pretend that you're good. You didn't believe in anything. You did this and that, and in the night, you didn't have this to pray and stand up. And in the daytime, you didn't stop anything. Not do this or not eat too much because you wanted to do it all. Yes.
No holding your tongue to avoid hurting anyone. No looking earnestly forward and backward. What is forward? To think of your own death and last agony. What is backward? To remember the earlier deaths of your friends. You have no wailful penitence for your injustice, O rogue who show wheat and sell barley.
Ah, this is something that in the Rumi's time is a proverb. Even now in Persian language it is. Yes, you pretend that you're giving me good stuff, but underneath you're... This is the bad stuff that you wrapped it differently. And what is all of that? Remember that he's talking about the feeling you had. The feeling towards the friendship. You didn't understand what friendship is. Why? Because your judgment was wrong. Yes?
Since your scales were wrong and false, how should you require the scales of your retribution to be right? Since you were a left foot in fraud and dishonesty, how should the scroll come into your right hand? Since retribution is the shadow, accordingly your shadow, O man of bent figure, falls crookedly before you. From this quarter comes harsh words of rebuke, that even the black of a mountain